Smart move number 6 is become an irresistible woman. Remember, variety is the spice of love and the spice of life. The more ways you can be appealing to another person, the more interested they will be in you. When it comes to dating men, make sure that you show them many facets of your personality. That way, boredom doesn't become an important concern for the man. Sometimes a man just loses interest. Here's an example of a story that a woman wrote to me about. I've been dating a great guy for 4 months. Things moved very quickly at first. We spent every night of the first 2 months together. Then we agreed to stop the every night thing and went on a 4 to 5 day a week pattern. That worked out great for a while, but then all of a sudden he decided that we should stop having sex altogether until he figures out what he wants. We still see each other 4 or 5 days a week and talk a lot, but there is no sex. This man says he cares a lot for me, calls me all the time, and is always asking me to do things with him, including traveling together over the holidays. But he does not want to have sex right now. He told me that he is not sure if he's ready for a committed relationship. I never brought up that issue. Besides, my main concern is, what happened to the guy who had the hots for me? I'm so confused and hurt by all this. Can you tell me what this all means and what I'm supposed to do? Here are some strategies to further develop your personality mix so that you can become an irresistible woman to men. The first element is called the hottie. This is the sexy, feminine part of a woman that makes her desirable to men. Being a hottie involves how she looks, moves, and acts. In terms of looks, our popular culture largely defines what makes a woman physically attractive. In addition, a smart woman should aim to be physically fit and have a healthy attitude about her body. A hottie acts with confidence, playfulness, sensuality, and mystique. She dresses in a way that accentuates her highlights tastefully. She moves elegantly with attractive and feminine hand gestures, facial expressions, and body postures. Most importantly, a woman who is largely regarded as a hottie is the first one who grabs the attention of men. If you want a man to be really into you from the start, then make a strong impression with your hottie element early on. Being a hottie isn't everything when it comes to love, but having a hottie element in your personality mix makes you more attractive to men and may clearly set you apart from your immediate competition. When the moment is appropriate, don't hesitate to give your dating prospects a good glimpse of your hottie ingredient in action. The second quality is called the sweetie. The sweetie is the side of the woman that brings warmth, kindness, sensitivity, and peacefulness to a relationship. The sweetie is understanding, supportive, and caring, which are outstanding qualities to have for long-term love relationships. In the short run, the sweetie may be overlooked because of a competing hottie. The sweetie may occasionally hear men say, "I would never want to hurt you," because they like her more like a sister or close friend than a lover. But it is the sweetie element that men adore and like, so it should never be discounted or underappreciated. While a man's physical desire naturally wane, his enjoyment for a true sweetie always remains high. A hottie who doesn't have a sweetie element within her is a prime candidate for an unfortunate love-hate relationship. A third strategy is become more of a pal. What good is it for a couple to have common interests, similar values, and mutual attraction if they can't stand each other? In my years as a professional tour director, I have frequently come across vacationing couples who always seem to get on each other's nerves. I have often wondered how miserable their lives have been over all the years. It seems these partners really don't get along and they treat each other with hostility rather than with the warmth and the kindness of a dear friend. True friends are usually patient, kind, supportive, compassionate, and fun to be around. On the other hand, people in difficult relationships will typically treat their partners with an assortment of controlling demands, insensitive remarks, and unfair judgments. A strong pal side of a woman allows her to be a great companion who can easily get along with a man's friends and family. She naturally becomes a part of his social lifestyle. She is someone he can enjoy taking anywhere under most circumstances, regardless of who else is there. The woman who has a strong pal element can expect to spend more time with a man, and she will have a better chance of expanding their relationship into a more full-time true love partnership. And a fourth strategy is to develop the person side. This is the part of a woman who is respected for her accomplishments, her talents, her knowledge, her expertise, and her strength of character. A sensitive man is in awe of any woman who can consistently demonstrate her strengths as an overall responsible, mature, trustworthy, and loving human being. This kind of respect becomes a vital ingredient to making any relationship work in the long term, whether it's social, professional, or romantic. When a woman enters the dating world without a strong person element, she will likely come across men who treat her like a doormat. They will be inclined to ignore the loving individual that she truly is inside. The bottom line is, dating sucks when you either can't attract a good man or are unable to keep men interested in you for very long. But dating rocks when your appeal is powerful enough to attract a wide choice of high-quality suitors. Then your varied personality mix will be even more richly appreciated as your love relationship develops over time.